The Edwards County School Board met in regular session Thursday night. The board heard from ADG Architects from Mount Carmel concerning a proposed vocational center to be constructed using a portion of the old auto shop heavy equipment building on the west side of the K-12. The estimate for a renovation and some new construction is $3.4 million. The building would house not only the auto and ag business programs, but some new vocational programs, including an HVAC program. The superintendent and AGG will meet in the next few weeks to finalize some proposed plans to bring back to the school board. Funding for the project would use school bonds and sales tax monies. Wabash Valley Service Company was the only bidder for fuel for the district vehicles. Their bid for diesel, $3.35, compared to last year, $3.49. And gasoline, $2.96 per gallon, compared to $2.92 last year. The board agreed to release bids for a new 72-passenger bus and seek bids on two transit vans. A total of seven trips for this spring for high school classes were approved by the board. The proposed school calendar was presented to the board. A change in the calendar was also noted for the coming year. The first day of the shotgun deer season will not be a school holiday. That day will be moved to the Easter vacation to allow a longer break. Deer Day, as it is called, has been a tradition for many years in the Edwards County District. Some projects have been put on hold at the K-12, including the type of flooring to be installed to replace the aging carpet. Some of the work, once a type of flooring is approved, will be installed over the Christmas break and next summer. Donations were approved for the golf program. The total anonymous donation amounted to just shy of $6,000. Superintendent Calgar told the board that the cafeteria fund is in much better shape than months past. One concern was the Egyptian Trust financial assessment. This is the district's self-insured health insurance assessment. The amount to be paid by the district is over $100,000. This is due to a higher volume of health claims coming from other districts. After executive session, the board voted to reemploy all building and district level administrators, voted to employ teacher's aides Kaylee Clark and Brianna Boatner, ECHS athletics football coach Russ Gerlach, cheerleading coach Allison Stevens, and volleyball coach Kaylee Moore. Albion Graceville Athletics, softball Bill West, baseball Eli Mawson, Edwards County Junior High cross country coach John Michael Deischer, and custodian employed by the district was Chloe Bishop. The board also voted to set salaries for the administrators for the 25-26 year and also awarded a 4% raise for those administrators. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.